From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today's program marks the conclusion of a series of studies on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Wait for the Finals. The text is Genesis 49 and verse 19. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Some of us have been like the tribe of Gad. Our adversaries for a while were too many for us. They came upon us like a troop. Yes, and for the moment they overcame us, and they exulted greatly because of their temporary victory. Thus they only proved the first part of the family heritage to be really ours, for Christ's people, like Dan, shall have a troop overcoming them. This being overcome is very painful, and we should have despaired if we had not by faith believed the second line of our Father's benediction, He shall overcome at the last. All's well that ends well, said the world's poet, and he spoke the truth. A war is to be judged not by first successes or defeats, but by that which happens at the last. The Lord will give to truth and righteousness victory at the last, and, as Mr. Bunyan says, that means forever, for nothing can come after the last. What we need is patient perseverance in well-doing, calm confidence in our glorious Captain. Christ our Lord Jesus would teach us His holy art of setting the face like a flint to go through with work or suffering till we can say, It is finished. Hallelujah. Victory. Victory. We believe the promise, He shall overcome at the last.
in exchange for the cross of Calvary.
Troublesome times for our nation, many people are looking to the government or to social action for a solution. But the only real answer to the human predicament is a true spiritual revival. Many Christians have no idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense. Certainly the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity, ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of both Duncan Campbell's account of what happened during those revival times on Lewis, as well as a CD containing personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times. The CDs are available to you free of charge, simply by requesting your copies. You may write us at LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may telephone us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. Just request your copies of the CDs of the Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work. Thank you. today on Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Cairns will conclude this extensive series on the person and work of the Holy Spirit as he brings the final portion of a message called The Final Mention of the Holy Spirit. The text is found in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." We've seen that the text contains the final mention of the focus of the Spirit's ministry to testify of Christ's finished work of redemption. Also, Dr. Cairns has explained the text's final mention of the fellowship between the Spirit and the Bride of Christ, the Church. He placed particular emphasis upon the necessity of the Church speaking only what the Spirit speaks, that is, the Holy Scriptures. Today, Dr. Cairns emphasizes the final form of the Spirit's message. It is the main message of the entire Bible, an invitation to sinners to come to Christ, who alone is the Savior of sinners. Now Dr. Cairns concludes this message and this series, the final mention of the Holy Spirit.
The last thing the Holy Spirit does in the Bible is to invite sinners to Christ. What a truth that is. Tells me, you know, that right throughout the course of time, the Holy Ghost will continue to be active in the world, calling the lost to Christ and converting them to the Savior. Right back in the days of Noah, what was the Holy Ghost doing? He was striving with men. Genesis 6 and 3. Convicting them of sin. Pointing them God's way of salvation. Warning them of judgment and wrath to come. Giving the invitation, come, here is God's ark, come, flee, while there's time. That was the Holy Spirit's work way back at the dawn of human history. And it's still the Holy Spirit's work today. You know, the Holy Ghost really has only one message for a sinner. I have talked to many people over the years that I have been in the ministry, in many different places, under many different circumstances. I have found people who are willing to talk about prophecy. They're willing to discuss modern politics in the light of the Bible. They're willing to discuss many controversial things in Scripture. But I have found that many, many souls just don't want to hear what the main message of the Bible is. That is, you personally come to Christ. Come to Christ. You can be a Protestant, be it Presbyterian, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, whatever, and be lost in hell. You can be a Roman Catholic, baptized, confirmed, paying attention to all the sacraments of the Church, be lost in hell. But you cannot possibly come to Christ and receive Him by faith and ever be lost. It's impossible. Jesus says, come unto me, I will give you rest. Jesus says, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. John 6 has this at the very heart of its message, that coming to Christ by faith is to enter into life. So therefore, at the end of the Bible, as it were, the Holy Spirit would gaze out across a world that's headed for destruction. This last book of the Bible is a book that speaks of fire and earthquake, of torment, of turmoil, of trouble. It speaks of trouble on earth. It speaks of trouble in death. It speaks of trouble in eternity. It speaks of the bottomless pit. It speaks of the lake of fire. It speaks of a great host of people in the very previous chapter, 21 and verse 8, who are sent out into hell. So the Holy Spirit, as it were, would take an eagle's eye glance right across the whole of creation. And he would see men thundering like a herd of mad beasts to a lost eternity. And in their way he would hold up Christ crucified and risen again. And he would say, come. Come to Christ. If yours is a thirsty soul, you've tried the broken cisterns of the world, its pleasures and its religions, and yours is still a thirsty soul, he says, come to Christ. If your sin rides upon your conscience and it's weighing you down, he says, come to Christ. If your guilt is something that constantly troubles you or would make you afraid to meet your God, then the Holy Spirit cries, come to Christ. If death would spell for you the end of all your dreams, the end of all your hopes of death, if death for you would be only but the first step into a vast black unknown, the Holy Spirit says, stop and come to Christ. Sinner, come to Christ. Let nothing stand between you and the Savior. Let nothing keep you back from the welcoming embrace of God manifested in the flesh. Even Jesus Christ Himself, He has love enough to include you in that embrace. He has power enough to break the chains that bind you and set you free. He has grace enough to cleanse you in His precious blood and make you whiter than the driven snow. He says through Isaiah the prophet, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come to Christ with all your sin. I came to Jesus, the hymn writer said, as I was, weary, worn, and sad, I found in Him a resting place, and He has made me glad. Sinner, come to Christ. If you're in the meeting this morning, you say, preacher, I'm a Christian. I walked well with the Lord. The Bible says I have to run the race looking unto Jesus. But I've got my eyes off the Lord. Like Peter, I have been following afar off. There's distance between me and the Lord. My heart is cold. My life is out of fellowship with God. The Spirit of Christ says, come to Jesus. If you're discouraged, there's a place that you should be found. And that's at the feet of Christ. And of course, there's a message for Christians who are going on with God. If you're longing for blessing, longing for the fullness of power, longing for the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, come to Christ. You know, I have tried through these last months to emphasize one thing. I come back to this again and again. There is not the great dichotomy in salvation that so many people imagine, that you come to Christ for salvation and then He just pats you in the back, sets your nose in a certain direction and says, now boy, go and do the best you can, and that's how you go on with God. Did you get saved by faith but you get sanctified by principles? That's not the Bible way. How did you get saved? By coming to Christ. It's a very interesting thing that coming to Christ in Scripture is set before us as something that never ends. It's always coming. In other words, you came for salvation and you keep coming to Christ. Now you are saved. Don't come to get saved all over again, but you come for every blessing. Everything the soul needs, everything the church needs, is in Jesus Christ. So the final form of the Spirit's ministry is a mighty invitation. Whoever you are, whatever you are, wherever you are, morally, spiritually, or any other way, come, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Now, we have covered a lot of ground in our studies in the Holy Spirit, His person, His works, in Scripture, in creation, in the Old Testament, in the ministry of Christ, in the ministry of the Apostles, on the day of Pentecost, in revival, in regeneration, in sanctification, in prayer, in leading. My, we have covered from Genesis through to Revelation what the Scripture's teaching about the Holy Spirit's work in saints and sinners. The last couple of weeks I was dealing with sins against the Holy Ghost. Last Lord's Day, very specially, with the sin of final impenitence. It's therefore very solemn to me that the last mention of the Holy Spirit in the Bible is an invitation. Put those two things together. The Holy Spirit's last word to man, an invitation to Christ. Many men's last word to the Holy Spirit, final impenitence. Men and women, when you open that Bible and the Spirit of God says, come, you are standing on the threshold of eternity. And when the Holy Ghost says, man or woman or boy or girl, come to Christ. In God's name, I beg you and bid you, make sure that you do not spurn the invitation. May God give grace to every hearer to come, and having come, to go and tell others to come. For that is the ministry of the Spirit and of His church. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. We thank thee for the ministry of God the Holy Spirit. We thank thee, our Father and our God, that he ends up his testimony in Scripture by pointing us to Christ. Oh God, we're glad today that we have a divine warrant for sinners to come to Jesus. We thank thee, Lord, that thirsty souls, needy souls, desiring souls can come with full confidence that it is God the Holy Spirit who bids them come. And oh Lord, we pray that thou wilt indeed draw souls to the Lord Jesus. Grant that not one man, woman, boy or girl will leave this meeting rejecting Jesus Christ. Sea of souls today from the folly of impenitence and hardness of heart would lead them to a lost eternity. Bless those now who travel from us. Grant them journeying mercies. Bring us back in the will of God to the evening meeting and open the Scriptures of truth to us. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.